here.
It's 11:30 on Tuesday, and there's a line of people outside the St. Vincent de Paul Center waiting for lunch.
Today's dinner is spaghetti with mushrooms and meat sauce, peaches, bread, and a granola parfait.
But last September, one of those daily meals that an average of 600 men, women, and children count on each night almost went away when the Salvation Army could no longer fund dinner each night.
When this happened, the funding dried up. They were looking at strategies to feed the homeless out of trucks and various other venues in the park, and none of them seemed consistent. The other option was to ship them to the other side of town to feed them.
That's when John Netto and his wife Catherine, along with several other community members, stepped in and took it upon themselves to keep the dinners going at their expense. Now, a year later, they're asking the community to help.
We felt that we could bring more people from the community in that would be more beneficial to the homeless as well as the community.
So Tuesday, the Nettos, along with several community leaders, kicked off the beginning of Dinner at Vinny's, a program that allows people and businesses to help keep the program going by investing in it themselves.
A share costs $50, and because of underwriting of businesses and because of the in-kind donations, with the money we raise, a meal itself is only 40 cents a piece.
Denise Winslow, who sits on the board, says that means one share will buy 140 meals. And if 1,600 people buy a share, the program will be funded for an entire year. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.